Okay, when Yaakov hears that his brother Esav is coming towards him with his 400 men and they're all armed, he becomes very frightened. So he divides the camp that's with him, the people, the family, the goods that they have, the animals. He divides them into two separate camps. And he says, in explanation of why is he dividing up into two camps, so he says, because if Esav is going to now attack one, so the one that he attacks will be vihikahu, he'll strike it down, but at least the other one will be lifleita, will survive. So the question is how exactly to understand what it is that he's saying, that if Esav attacks this one, the other one will be lifleita, will be for survival. What did he mean by that? Nirban says he could have meant two potential things, as we've often seen. He presents one, al derech hapshat. Simply what he meant was, bederech ulai, maybe. Yaakov is saying, if this way I play the numbers game, if he attacks this one, I have a greater chance for the other one to survive. As the Ramban says, many things can happen. Maybe they'll be able to escape. Maybe Tashuv Chamaso, his anger will dissipate as he lashes out against the first camp. Maybe Yavo Hatzalah Me'es Hashem. Hashem will come up with something. I don't know. But if my possibilities are greater that if I divide up into two and he attacks one, the other one will have, again, a greater chance of being able to survive. In fact, the Medrash says, L'lamdecha Torah Derech Eretz. The Torah is teaching us in general, Derech Eretz, how to act. Lo yaniach adam kol mamono bezavos achas. Don't put all of your money in one corner. English, of course, we have the phrase, don't put all your eggs in one basket. So Chazal say the same thing. That's what Yaakov was doing. Instead of having one big camp, I'll divide them into two and I have a greater chance. However, says the Ramban, there's another way to understand this phrase, which is what he prefers as well as the way that Rashi prefers, which is, it will be lifleita, it will be for survival, or karcho, even against Esav's will, ki ilochem imo, Rashi says, because I'm going to fight him. I will fight Esav wherever he is, and even if then I will go down, but the other one is guaranteed then to survive. Because, as Ramban writes, we have a haftacha, we have a promise, no matter what struggles or whatever suffering we have at the hands of Esav, he will never be able to completely wipe us out. And the way to guarantee that is to divide up into two separate camps, ki Yaakov yodea she'ein zaro kulo nofel biad Esav. He'll never lose everyone in the hands of Esav. And in fact, he says, this is another example of Masa Avos Simin Labanim, as we've seen several examples where Yaakov shows us the way that things are going to go. And throughout history, he says, Lo yigzru aleinu b'nei Esav limchos eshumenu. B'nei Esav will never have the ability to completely wipe us out. And even if, in katzaseinu b'ktasa aratzos, even on one part of the Jewish people, in one of the lands that we live in, there's a melech echad, there's a certain king who's gozer al mamono o al gufeinu, there's a certain king where Jews live, there's a king who decrees all sorts of terrible decrees on our money or against our own bodies, and we have pogroms and persecutions and holocaust, whatever we go through, there always will be a melech acher, there'll be another king somewhere else, Mirachem bim komenu umatzil haplatim. Some other king will have rachamim on us, will have mercy and save those who escape from the other one. That idea, says Ramban, is Yaakov dividing up into two camps. One might be destroyed, but the other will be lifleita, and so it will be throughout Jewish history. No matter what struggles one group has in one area of the world, there will always be a guarantee, not just playing the numbers game. We're guaranteed to survive somewhere else in the world. The Jews will be protected by a different king who will have Rachmanis on us, who will protect us and allow us to survive. As we see later in the Parsha, Yaakov is attacked by Saro Shel Esav, the angel of Esav, and he's maimed and he's hurt, but never fully destroyed, still able to walk with a limp. And that will be throughout Jewish history until the end of days, Meretz Hashem, soon, where we'll be in full strength. But no matter what happens somewhere in the world, somewhere else we'll be able to survive. All evidence are put into motion by Yaakov's here, dividing his camp into two.